In fact, 103 FM Tuesday, but doing things a little bit differently on Tuesday. I'm going to let the Janes introduce themselves as we are on Facebook Live. No pressure there. I just see one face. Just got.
I'm just wondering who should go first.
Alec, you can introduce yourself first. You are our guest.
Yeah, okay. I think just to put some context, we've got a 30-odd-year-old, a 40-odd-year-old, and a 50-odd-year-old here. So, and we've got both genders represented. I'm Alec Averinos. I'm the 55-odd-year-old. And, I mustn't do that, eh? Only 54.
Yeah, so, don't be like 54 and a half, 54 and three quarters.
Yeah, so today we're again speaking about health span and trying to get the message across to people that they should be looking after their health. That's where Almighty Warriors comes into it with our three-pronged focus about your spiritual well-being, your nutritional well-being, and your exercise, your physical well-being. And we're going to ask each other a few questions today.
And another voice that you are very aware of and have gotten used to on Impact Radio is Owen.
Yes. Hi, I'm Owen Farley, and I actually have a show coming up from Hoppers 9 until 11.
Exactly. So. Owen is actually on air on a Monday and a Tuesday, 9:30 to 11. So if you love that voice, you're going to have to tune in on a Monday and a Tuesday. And Owen's also not a stranger to Alec.
No. I've actually been training with him at his gym, jokes aside, fitness for now just over a year.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a friendship there already. And yes. Off air, just before we started with this interview, Alec, you were saying how you've noticed a change in Owen's strength, his physique. So maybe, Owen, you can talk first and how you've seen the change, how long you've been doing exercise with Alec, how regularly you've been doing it, and the changes that you've seen over this period of time.
Well, I must admit, it's been such a blessing, first of all, being over at their place, because I love CrossFit, the way that they do it, because it's more about functional fitness than it is about just having a certain area of your fitness at a certain level. They tackle everything. And so, like, that's honestly what I've noticed the most in the improvement has actually just been in every part. Like, I remember getting there and I wasn't able to hang. Like, I would just hang on the bar and we'd hang for, like, we're supposed to hang for about 40 seconds and I could only do about 20. And so it's like just constantly going there and doing the different exercises that we do to have it functional.
Now he's doing weighted pull-ups.
Yeah, it's been and when I got there, I think I could do five actual pull-ups, and I was like straining, and now things have changed.
Physically stronger. And the amount of time you've been doing this now for, Owen?
Sorry, just over a year.
Okay. Yeah. So that's actually really quick improvements. I'm guessing it's at least twice a week or at least once a week with Alec?
Yes. It's been going for... In the beginning, I was going twice a week. And then three times a week, and then I was trying to go as much as I could. I think it just kind of clicked and opened up doors.
Yeah, I think for clarity, I mean, the gym is owned and managed and run by Greg, who's got a sports science degree, and his wife, who's a physiotherapy degree. It's an outdoor functional gym. So we specifically trying to train for health, and that's where I train the old toppies. So the idea there being that you do a wider range of exercises and you do higher reps and fewer sets, whereas with Greg and the youngsters, they're focusing more on performance improvement. So they'll do more sets with lower reps, but in the process, you're actually putting a lot more strain on the muscle. So my idea is to improve your health, and Greg's is more focused around performance improvement. But in general, we're making sure that you actually are becoming a lot less fragile, and that you're actually working on the body composition. So putting muscle on, and hopefully getting through your nutrition sorting out and losing weight.
Which brings me to my question for you, Alec. There are definitely keys when it comes to nutrition. If you can give us three keys about good nutrition.
Well, there's three areas that you control your nutrition through, and that is it's what you eat, when you eat, and how much you eat. And those are the three ways that you can control your nutrition. It's very important to understand what your goals are and what you're trying to achieve, because according to that, you need to modify both your nutrition and your exercise. So they must be helping you to achieve your personal goals and aspirations, not the other way around. You're not dieting for the sake of dieting. You need to understand what you're wanting to be able to do and achieve, and then you alter your diet accordingly.
I'm sure Owen's got a question for you also, Alec. I mean, he and you walk the talk, but there's something there at least that you...
No, for sure. It's like, I mean, you're always learning, you know. So when you're able to sit down and actually talk about your fitness and talk about your health, you always have questions that like kind of come up. And I must admit, one for me has always been eating, because for myself, I know I have a very fast metabolism, and, I've heard a lot of people speak about, like, you just need to eat, you know, in order to pick up, like, muscle mass. And I'm thinking, man, how do I get myself to eat that much? Because I think I need to eat, like, 3,000 calories a day. And I'm like, sheesh, like, that for me is just, like, sometimes gorging myself. So I guess a question from there is, like, how do I go about doing that in a safe way without doing that?
I think it's a variety of protein sources. So eggs and a variety of meat, and increasing your protein, decreasing all your highly complex carbohydrates, and your processed foods. Just stick to the basics, vegetables, fruits, and as much protein as you can, and at each meal, at each sitting. So, that way around, your body's got the right building blocks to actually help you to transform. So you want to have a nutritionally dense meal, not an energy dense meal. So you want to avoid your oils like your soyas and your sunflower oils and things like that. Try and stick with your olive oil as far as you possibly can, and then don't be scared about eating butter and everything that your great grandparents would be able to find and buy and eat. That's what we should be eating.
Well, looking at how nutritious food is these days, we have to get the correct portions and we have to get X amounts of calories in, male versus female ratio. I mean, obviously, females don't take 3,000 calories in a day.
It's like ridiculous.
obviously, that is different. But when it comes to the nutritional value, you talk about how what our grandparents would be eating. Then, nutritionally, food was really good. It was really nutritious. You got everything that you needed out of it. Today, it seems that food is not as nutritious as it has been. What is your take on that? Do you do supplements? Do you leave supplements? What's your view on that?
Well, from my side at the moment, I'm not training for a specific goal, so I haven't got a major race or anything that I'm trying to prepare for. So I'm just training for health, and at the moment I'm not using any supplements or additional vitamins. And
so you're minerals. Saying that the food that we eat today is suffice in terms of nutritional value?
Yeah, well, if you're staying away from all the convenience foods, fast foods and stuff that comes in boxes and packets, and you know, if you're sticking to meats and vegetables and fruits, you can't really go wrong. And you also, it's difficult to overeat. So we've spoken about this before, about your sugar intake, the whole fallacy around fruit juices, because, you know, you're getting in way, way, way too much sugar if you're drinking fruit juice. Why? Because you're not going to normally sit down and eat five oranges, but you will drink the equivalent of 5 oranges in a glass of orange juice. So we just need to be sensible and think about what we're doing and continually ask ourselves the questions, what I'm doing now, is it beneficial or detrimental to achieving my personal goals and objectives? And we've spoken before about how your exercise and nutrition have a direct impact on your brain and your brain's health and upregulating your emotions. And by the same token, you need to be renewing your mind and growing spiritually. And I think the key to the three aspects is to find out which one you are strongest at and then put effort into improving that. And then when that's at a level that you feel comfortable, go on to the next and then the next. But start on your strengths, rather than trying to, you know, climb a mountain by doing what comes most naturally difficult to you.
So those three aspects that Alec is referring to is your spiritual health, your exercise, so that's your physical and your nutritional health. Obviously, one of those three you are very much more stronger in, and there will be one that you are a lot more weaker in. So starting with that, for example, spiritual health or rather spiritual growth, how much time do you spend in the Word? We often talk about it on the morning drive. How much time do you spend praying, meditating, and just focusing on what God is and listening to what God is saying to you? From an exercise point of view, it's also looking at how much of that time is cardio and how much of that time is weight. And it's a good ratio to have and a good balance, Owen. I don't know how you Yes. are balancing that out in your week.
Like Alex said earlier, it's a lot about what you want to achieve personally. So because I have a fast metabolism, I'm quite slender, just naturally. So my goal is actually to pick up weight more, which is why with Greg at the gym and we do more performance-based exercises, it's a lot more weighted exercise. So carrying things, throwing things.
All that explosive
pull-ups,
exercise. Yeah.
All that kind of thing. It's like weighted in order to achieve my goal. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we've spoken about it before, but you need to progress from health to mobility to strength and then performance, and finally the byproduct will be your physique. So no shortcuts.
So true.
Sit with a consistent effort that you need to put in, and that goes for all three aspects that we talk about. You need to put consistent effort into it to see the reward. So you're definitely not going to see results after your first half an hour in the gym. It will have a positive effect on your emotions, but you're not going to see a miraculous change in your physique. And spending 8 hours in the gym once a week is way less beneficial than spending half an hour a day training. And then, as you've mentioned, you need to make sure that you're getting in strength training in addition to the cardio. So I think the big message we're trying to get across and drum home is that you're wanting to effect a lifestyle change. Mm. And you really need to reframe how you see your nutrition and exercise. They're not punishments. They're there for you to actually live a fit and healthy long life. So how can you be of best service to the Lord if you are fat and lazy? You need to get off your butt and do something about it. Sort your health out so that you can love yourself and in turn love and serve others.
Something that you've also said in the past is you just start where you're at. You don't have to be a couch potato and do a marathon. You start with that 20-minute to a 30-minute walk 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Something you are able to do. You move that to more frequently or more longer, however it is.
Yeah.
And then from there, you are improving your mobility, and then you can move on to improving your strength and your endurance.
Yeah, so mobility, flexibility, that sort of all roll together. But, yeah, you definitely need to actually get your body functioning as it should. We all sit way too much. So as a result, most people's core is lacking. And so we make it an effort to make sure that your lower back, your core is strengthened adequately before you start exerting yourself and doing really challenging exercises.
I mean, I can testify to that because just excuse me, going through to jokes and the exercises that I needed to do first was a lot to do with my joints, actually. Like, you know, the hanging and the what do you call it?
Yeah, the Indian clubs and the kettlebells.
Yes.
And
so, and I'd come home and I'd realize my elbows and my wrists, and it's like, oh my god,
joints didn't realize you actually had.
Yes,
were actually
exactly.
Being worked.
And then as those have improved, I've been able to add more weight to it and been able to progress.
I think the point that that Owen's making there is that the centrifugal force that you get from swinging clubs and hammers and kettlebells are trying to actually force your joints apart as opposed to compress them. And you are strengthening all your tendons, your ligaments, and forcing, you know, circulation and blood into the joints. And that just generally strengthens and improves them. And then it enables you to actually start playing with some of the more strongman toys that we've got.
More
there.
Advanced exercises and movements.
We've got a nice concrete ball there that weighs about 80 kilos that seems to be a challenge to most.
How are you with that one, Owen?
I actually got it right for the first time just the other week. When was it? Last week?
Yeah.
Like we had to lift it up. Man, but the first time I arrived there, it felt like I was actually lifting myself. The first time I tried it, the ball was stationary. But like now, like it's, yeah, the first
but
time.
But that's rewarding to see those improvements being made. You
for sure.
Being able to pick up a concrete ball, 80 kilograms. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and you need to find what works for you. So, and what you enjoy doing, and also what your body needs. So if you know you need high intensity heart rate to get the improvement and you're not doing it, you're not challenging yourself. So you've got to find what works for you and then apply it. And if you don't enjoy it, then it's very difficult because then it's a chore and it's something you loathe doing. So you need to first find something that's enjoyable and pleasurable and then build on that. And like we've said before, you always need to be pushing that little bit, that 2-4% outside of your comfort zone so that it stays engaging and challenging and exciting.
Well, James, we're going to have to leave it at this point.
We didn't get to ask you questions.
No, I see so. We need an hour. But it's been good to have both you and Owen and Alec in studio this morning talking about how are you improving your health from a spiritual, a nutritional, and a physical point of view. But Alec and Owen, thank you so much, James, for being here this morning.
Great. Thanks, Brigitte.
God bless. Thanks.